It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
All right, welcome.
Morning.
We got Mr. Hike in the house from Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor.
Yes, sir. Excited to be here, Coach.
Yeah, boy, it's Thursday.
Talking a little football.
Little cool front.
Little cool front coming through.
It is.
Little
cool front coming through. How long? Did they go hold on for another few days?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Survey says.
How about a cooler front?
Yeah.
Feels good. We'll take it. Anything lacking in humidity, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you the folks in down the bayou from Golden Meadow on the way up to Thibodeau to La Place, they'll welcome any fresh, cool air right now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I was down there last there a week ago today.
I know they still pretty. I know they still don't have power, but New Orleans, for the most part, my buddy that lives uptown, the head coach at Newman, Nelson Stewart, he told me they got it back 2 days ago.
Oh, good.
So it seems like slowly but surely, but Lord, down the bayou, like I said, it's Golden
bad.
Meadow and
Destrehan's not going to have lights till the end of September, from what I understand.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's
just
awful.
Yeah,
that's tough.
That's awful, awful. But it's tough people. Tough people. Speaking of tough people, the New Orleans Saints.
Hello.
The Saints.
Who that?
Again. I'm wrong, probably, just as much as I'm right, but I've got to bang the drum when I'm right.
I hate to say you're 50. You're not 50-50.
So wrong about the LSU game. You know, there were so many things I was wrong, but I'm still going to hang my hat on the fact that I predicted the Latavius Murray cut.
Did you?
Oh, three weeks ago.
He did.
Well, yeah.
Live and on the air.
I just thought it made sense.
It did. He didn't really show up in the preseason.
No, he didn't.
And you got
Tony Jones.
Tony Jones blew up.
Yep. So Latavius Murray still, you know, you don't have a lot of these teams that are evaluating how a guy ran in preseason. All they're doing is looking at what he did last season. So he'll end up going somewhere. But anyway.
Show me the money.
They cut him. So they create, and I don't know exactly how the math works, but in my simple brain, you've got a guy making $4 million. Okay, and now you got a guy making $600,000 in Tony Jones Jr. You get rid of the $4 million.
3.4 in cap space.
Exactly. So you just, you know, you created that cap space, and they go out and do what they needed to do, realizing that Paulson Adebo is probably not ready to be a starter, realizing that the Trufant guy that you brought in can play, but is not a true starter in the NFL anymore. So they go find him a dude.
Yeah.
And Bradley Roby is the dude. And how does it fit even better? Another Ohio State Buckeye.
No, absolutely. You're right. Man, we got a lot of them on defense.
I want to say one time, all four start. Well, maybe three out of the four starters are from Ohio State.
I mean, it's crazy.
They got some studs.
They got two now, and they'll make three.
Yeah.
They got the linebacker they drafted, Werner.
Yeah.
Pete Werner.
Yep.
He's Ohio State.
Yep.
Michael Thomas, it's 5, 6, 7 of them.
Oh, yeah. You got him. So he's a former first-round pick in 2014 out of
Ohio State.
I refuse to say the Ohio State.
Yeah,
I just said it.
I'm about to say
it.
You just didn't.
You can always say the.
Insinuate the.
You can always say the.
It,
duh.
Well,
duh.
Let's just say we needed that guy on our team.
Yeah, so.
He's probably happy to leave the Texans.
He was picked by the Broncos, played 5 years for the Broncos, last two with the Texans. Yes, the Texans.
It's a dumpster fire, man.
How bad are the Texans when the Jags are a 2-point favorite?
Oh.
A team that went 1-15 is a 2-point favorite over the Texans.
How they say it? Poo!
Man, bruh. Bruh.
Bruh.
Now, this is the bad news. Bradley Roby will be serving the last game of a 6-game suspension.
For what? I saw
performance
that.
Performance enhancing.
Yeah, he's going to miss this weekend.
And again, you know, this
I'm all for my players having performance enhancing.
This could be anything from anabolic steroids to just a substance that, you know. And
a little pre-workout that didn't pass the test.
I do believe, because there are so many substances that you and I may drink in an energy drink
yes.
from day to day
yes.
that if you get tested for in the NFL. So
yes.
I do believe that there are guys out there that get caught when they really didn't plan yes. on doing anything. But I still believe that over 80%, they're just trying to beat the system and they get popped.
Well, I look at it like this, Coach. If someone's paying me millions upon millions to perform physically, you know, you may want to take something to get up and get moving every now and then in the morning to go out to the practice field and get a couple interceptions.
Yeah. You just got to be so careful, though. I mean, I'm watching – Tina and I are watching the last installment of Hard Knocks last night with the Cowboys, which makes me even more excited to watch the game tonight, Cowboys and Pats, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Because, you know, I've gotten to watch the Cowboys through – training camp, and of course it's through the lens of
that is fun to watch
HBO and Hard Knocks. I really thought this was the worst Hard Knocks.
No drama.
Yeah.
No T.O.
Now last night I thought it wasn't last night. We taped it. It was Tuesday night. Always the cut was the best
one.
That's always the best one. Not that you enjoy seeing people's cut, but it's drama.
Yeah, it is enjoyable.
It's drama involved.
Bring your playbook.
Yeah. Well, this one
bring
was a little
iPad
different.
These
they didn't go through anybody that actually got completely cut.
All right.
It was all about the guys that were kept on the practice squad.
Oh, we're getting soft in today's
yeah,
world.
Yeah, exactly. But what I was talking about is CeeDee Lamb, who is actually born in Opelousas, Louisiana, and raised a big part of his life in Opelousas,
Louisiana.
Did not
know that.
I didn't know that.
But ended up at University of Oklahoma.
He's on my fantasy team.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he flew up the fantasy boards because of Hard Knocks.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
He showed out on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, absolutely. He's still not good as Armani Cooper, though.
I don't know, Coach.
Man, Cooper's good.
They're both pretty darn good.
But CeeDee Lamb has his own chef.
What?
Okay. And a lot of these guys have that. They just they travel because what they put – number one, what they put in their bodies is so darn important.
Yeah, absolutely.
But number two, if you – It's almost like taking the onus off of you and putting it on somebody else. Look, these are the things I can't put in my body. So make
no,
sure.
No, I mean, it makes sense.
But it's more about just, hey, and it's all about what the guy needs. One of the biggest misconceptions, I'm going to go off on a tangent here, is no carbs. No. That's a bunch of – first of all
– they're burning so much.
Exactly.
It doesn't
matter. Those guys need –
just need to be clean.
They need it. They just need good, clean food.
Yeah.
You know, you want to avoid the sugars and avoid those things, but you just need good, clean food. One of the biggest misconceptions, if you're a parent out there and you got a kid, I want to feed my kid lean proteins for breakfast. No, no.
They need fatty.
Give them pancakes, man.
Yeah.
Feed them – feed them pancakes.
Had that this morning.
No. I'm going to tell you right now. I wish I could eat like I wanted my football players to eat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. As a parent of a freshman who's wants to gain weight, well, just feed them. Anything.
Hey, they want a honey bun. Give them a honey bun. Give them two honey buns.
Chickens and waffles.
Yeah.
Chocolate malts and shakes.
Oh,
too.
Feed them, man. Feed them. Now of course, but like our new resident nutritionist on the show that we had, Mr. Piatola from New Orleans, he basically said, sugar, your body's going to break it down, especially when you're young. You're going to break it down. It's more important to get calories in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, he shot down all these extra workouts for these kids. He said, you can't gain weight. He said, kids are overworking themselves. They're going to their school workout, then they're going to an extra workout.
Right.
And he said, they can't put on weight. They're not allowing themselves an opportunity.
And most kids just don't eat enough.
Yeah.
They just don't
eat.
They don't eat enough.
Andre Belafontaine, poster child, ate 6 sandwiches a day. Every day after every class, ate a sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly?
That's how you do it.
Whatever it was.
Okay.
Just some type of sandwich.
All right. White bread?
A sandwich?
A sandwich. Joey on Friends. What's your favorite fruit? Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches. So Roby.
Yeah, Roby's a stud, man. Yeah.
Excited about him.
I didn't know why he was suspended. I'm glad you mentioned that because it was said a 1-game suspension.
Yeah, well, it's the last of 6.
I got you.
It's the end of 6. So the Saints, they're dealing with that because, of course, you're dealing with the African guy, African last name, the defensive lineman.
Onyemata.
All right, it's your mama. No, it's Onyemata.
Onyemata. That's how you remember.
Yes, Onyemata. So he will be – is it 4? Is he 4?
I think it's 4.
I wonder what
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, open the door for our guy, Christian Ringo, who's correct. On the 53.
Correct.
Excited to get, you know, I don't know if he's going to be on the 53 when Onyemata comes back, but he's got a good shot to make a name.
Yeah, well, you know, get out there and
do what you got to do.
Keep it in the NFL before the break. Bucks Cowboys tonight.
Who you like?
Oh man.
What's that game being played?
I like gotta go with the Bucks.
I mean, yeah, they play now in the Tampa. Spread's 8. Now if we're talking spread, that's mm-hmm. a big spread.
Yeah, if 8 points is a large spread.
It's the biggest on the board.
I've been impressed with Dak on Hard Knocks.
Yes.
I have been impressed.
So he's come around during practice.
Oh yeah,
okay.
And he's 100%. His shoulder's fine, his ankle's fine.
Okay.
He's got some weapons now.
I just have a feeling that the Cowboys are going to get some late action just because of Hard Knocks. You know,
oh,
a lot
absolutely.
Of people watching Hard Knocks, you feel like you've got an inside.
I mean, but God, dog, coach, you know, name a team that's got two stud receivers and an all-pro running back like this.
Yeah.
The Cowboys
and
got
a quarterback
some,
that just a couple of years ago that led them to 13-3
compared
record.
Compared to the Saints right now who have undrafted free agent after undrafted free agent
well,
as our starting running
back. As of this morning, it's 9.5. Tampa Bay's giving them 9.5. Over and under is 51.5.
9.5.
That's a lot.
That's on this particular board.
Wow. So my newspaper information is a little
well,
late.
Well, when they print, that might have changed. I'll tell you when it changed.
Yeah.
It's
that's a lot of points. But just no, so. Straight up, you got it. It's the Bucks. The Bucks return 22 starters from last year.
Yeah.
Now, one of them, I think there's a safety that's on the IR this week.
Yeah. Yesterday morning, it went to 9.5 from 8.
Okay. But. Yeah, you gotta feel like the Bucks have the edge there.
Oh yeah.
Now Tom Brady, I tell you what, I'm gonna save that when we come back. There's some milestones that we'll be looking at that we'll talk about Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady, either love him or you hate him. That's fine. I love guys like that. I love guys that you love to hate.
No, people hate on him just because he's won so much.
Absolutely.
If he was on your team, boy, you'd love him.
He's running out of fingers to put rings on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always said, any coach that everybody loves ain't winning too many games.
That's right.
Hello, Nick Saban.
It's like the old Nick Saban.
All right, we're going to be right back right here. Give us a call, 367-1240. We'll be right back.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories. Then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lala Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. So tonight kicks off the NFL season. Fans in the stands. You know, it's going to be fun. Of course, each year, the Super Bowl winner, you come back on the Thursday, you get to play at home. That's Tampa Bay. And ironically enough, we ended the season in Tampa Bay last year. They got to play a home Super Bowl game.
That's first time ever.
First time ever. Playing against the Cowboys, fresh off of Hard Knocks. Everybody getting to watch them there. Tom Brady will make his 300th career start.
Wow.
Looking for his 8th Super Bowl title. Guys, that's obnoxious.
That's crazy.
That number's obnoxious.
That's crazy. That's
his last finger.
That's obnoxious.
Just the fact, how many Super Bowls has he played in?
He lost
10 or 11.
He's lost
two for sure to the Giants.
I think, didn't he lose to...
Just to play in 10 Super Bowls.
And when you think about it, two miraculous catches, he have 10 rings.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde is the only 44-year-old to win a game as a starter. So when he gets his first win, unless he gets hurt, he's going to get his first win this year. It's going to happen sometime.
Pretty sure that'll be tonight.
They are a 9-point favorite. So
old Vinny, huh?
Yeah. I had a fraternity brother from, was it Columbia? He was
Louisiana.
No, I'm talking the country. His father was a brain surgeon in Columbia.
All right. Wow.
And
allegedly.
I guess that year, I don't remember ever really being a U fan, a University of Miami fan. But okay. You remember when Penn State upset Miami?
Yes.
In the national championship? Well, yes. The de facto national championship game?
Yeah.
Well, my buddy's name was Edwin Acuna, and he kind of talked like this. I remember he walked in the fraternity house. He goes... And my nickname was Bucket. They just called a bunch of my friends called me Bucket. He goes, "What happened to Testaverde, Bucket?"
Hello, Indian in him too, Asian yeah. Indian. In him.
I don't know. I love the nickname Bucket.
Bucket.
What's up, Bucket?
Not flounder or.
I used to, they had a big thing at Sugar's.
Buckethead.
Well, we did have a Buckethead in the fraternity, but I would drink. I'd make my drink on Fridays at the fraternity house, and it was the Sugar's Bucket. They'd serve it in a bucket, and I'd make me a big Crown and Seven in a bucket.
That's hilarious.
What happened to Testaverde, Bucket?
Yeah, Penn State beat him like 14-7.
Yeah, late interception. You remember
near the goal line? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
And did Testaverde win the Heisman? No.
I got money on the cat from Columbia. I just. I don't think his dad was a brain surgeon.
He was.
Yeah, he was. How do you know?
I'm telling
you. Did you see the certificate?
No, I just remember when they moved him in. When they moved him in, and the dad, and I introduced the dad. The guy drove up.
Was he dripping in gold chains?
The guy drove up in a rental Mercedes.
That doesn't mean he's a brain surgeon.
Yeah, but he just, I don't, why would the guy lie to me, man?
He could be pushing weight.
Why the guy lie to me? My father's a brain surgeon. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Wait up. I forgot. We can't speak like other nationalities anymore.
I don't care.
I forgot.
You forgot, but I don't care.
Oh, no. Go back to the, how do you pitch Ohtani? Rari, rari, carefree. And the guy got fired.
Yeah.
Jack Morris got fired.
Yeah.
He got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we're safe here.
Ryder Cup. We're going to completely change gears.
We're going to go from football to golf.
Yes.
That quick.
Yes, we are. Yes,
shifting
we are.
Gears.
Yes, we are. We're shifting major
gears. All right.
Gears.
So the Ryder Cup's at the end of the month. Is that correct?
The Ryder Cup is like the 24th, give or take.
Okay.
The weekend of that.
All right.
Whistling Straits, monster of a course on the shores of Sheboygan.
Oh, that's right, Sheboygan.
The shores of Sheboygan.
Where's Sheboygan?
Sheboygan is in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Which is on the shore of Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Beautiful. One of my bucket lists.
Has the bucket been there?
Speaking of buckets, the bucket will be there.
The bucket will be
there. It will be there. I'm telling you.
God, I can't wait to buy you a jersey and put on the back the bucket.
I will be in Sheboygan in the next few years. I'm telling you.
That's one of my cold ones.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife was actually born in Kenosha.
Really?
They
Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yes, because they actually had a house then in Zion, Illinois, which is right, it's a stone's throw from Wisconsin, and the hospital was in Kenosha.
There you go.
I got a first cousin that lives in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Was La Crosse named after the game?
Happy to say
that
there's no hikes that I'm aware of living in Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right, so Ryder Cup, the guys that you got to have, the guys that –
you picked his team.
There was no choice for Stricker or Dustin Johnson,
right.
Brooks Koepka. You worry about Brooks right now because he withdrew.
That's right.
In his latest tournament in the Tour Championship because of a wrist injury. So you're concerned about him. Justin Thomas. Dustin, DJ's playing okay. He's playing okay. But he's definitely not at his world's number one form. You got Brooksy who – like I said, the guy's injured. You're concerned about him. Justin Thomas, he's playing well. DeChambeau's played well all year long. Patrick Cantlay, he can't be playing any better. Morikawa is the other one. Morikawa was the leader going into the Tour Championship. I have major concerns about him. He's not playing well right now. Plus, he's not very long off the tee, and Whistling Straits is a monster of a golf course. Although fairways and greens, that never bothered anybody. But those are the guys he has no choice in. Now, Jordan Spieth, got to pick him. He's had a great year. He's one of the former number one players in the world. Good pick. Tony Finau, he's hot. Xander Schauffele, his body of work. Hard to believe that he's not in the top six. Harris English, two wins this year, nominated for Tour Player of the Year. The last two are the ones that, no matter what, these two are going to be questioned. And I'm not saying I question them. But the bubble guys were Scheffler and Berger, which are two younger guys, not well known.
Scheffler and Berger.
Yeah, Scheffler and Berger. So Scheffler is actually best friends with Sam Burns. Sam Burns, the Shreveport native, LSU alum. And just through a conversation with a buddy of mine, Barry Gwynn. Barry Gwynn is a member of Squire Creek Country Club. Actually, he's on the board at Squire Creek Country Club where Sam Burns calls home is his home golf course, or one of them. And there's a story out. Okay, so Scheffler and Burns are playing a practice round before the Tour Championship. And Stricker goes out and basically lets them know, hey, guys, don't worry about this week. My decision's pretty much made. And asked them both, will both of y'all be available to play practice rounds at Whistling Straits on a certain date? And they were both like, well, yeah. Well, Burns texts his dad, hey, Dad, don't say anything, okay, but I'm pretty sure I made it.
Okay.
And he ends up not making it. And the dad didn't give it away, but he did text some buddies, hey, put your money on Scheffler and Burns being the last two picks, you know, on the, and he ended up not making it. And so evidently the, Sam Burns is, he's a little miffed right now.
But with Koepka's injury, you never know.
You're right. Cause, and I'm wondering, so the guys that were on the outside looking in, you're always, okay, when the NCAA basketball tournament comes out, mm-hmm. well, okay, let's start with the Final Four in football, okay? Yeah, who last year, Texas A&M, right? They were the odd man out, all right, which everybody thought, oh, God, you could have put Notre Dame in again, you know?
Yeah.
In which they ended up getting their butts kicked like again. They normally do. In basketball, when it was 32, there was 40. Oh, man, I can't believe that's
there's always kids now, on now the, there's teams 60, on the bubble.
Yeah, there's always teams on the bubble. So your bubble guys are number one, Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed, just coming off of pneumonia, actually made it to the tour championship, was released the day before, couldn't even get a flight, had to drive, and doesn't end up playing well. So, but Patrick Reed, as much as he is – Bryson DeChambeau has taken so much heat off of Patrick Reed because Patrick Reed was the guy everybody loved to hate on the tour.
Right.
But Bryson DeChambeau has taken some heat off of him. And then Patrick Reed has played so well in the last two Ryder Cups, he's been given the name Captain America.
Oh, wow.
So that's why – I mean, he's been given that moniker, Captain America.
I kind of like that better than Bucket.
Yeah, we'd always
that's
put,
a great nickname.
We always put the old, we can always put the old adjective in front, kick the bucket.
There you go. So Patrick Reed, he's out. Kevin Na, who honestly may be the hottest golfer on American soil right now, in his last three or four tournaments, but his body of work is not quite there, and he is a short hitter.
Yeah.
And Whistling Straits is a bear of a course, lengthwise.
I think Teddy's played that course.
Yes, he has. Sam Burns, the obvious one, and Webb Simpson, being a guy who's also played some great golf as an older guy. Phil Mickelson, you could throw him in there, but I think Phil graciously, hey, they made Phil honor. He's a vice captain, assistant coach, whatever
Where's
you want
Tiger
to call
these
it.
Days. Still recovering?
Tiger's recovering. I wouldn't be surprised if Tiger's not around.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
But I just don't know. I know Tiger's being very cautious about. The thing is, every time somebody sees Tiger on crutches, they see anything, it's national news. Yeah. So he's being very careful.
Guy lives under a microscope,
yeah.
to say the least.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of pride, too, you know.
Yep. And, yeah, look, I mean, there was talk, is he going to walk normally? I don't think there was ever a question whether the guy's going to walk again, but walk normally.
Sure.
When you have a femur injury, a compound deal in your femur, that's some
what more does the guy have to prove, man?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. But
going to the commentator booth.
Yeah, he still, you know, he still wants to chase Jack.
Yeah, which, he's a competitor.
Yeah. It'll be one of the greatest comebacks if he comes back and just wins a golf tournament. Yeah. He's already had one of the greatest comebacks in the history of golf.
Right.
Yeah. Coming off of the back fusion surgery.
Yeah. He and Ben Hogan, man.
To win the tour championship 3 years ago.
Yeah, he and Ben Hogan. What more can you say?
Is that a caller?
We got a call.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take a caller right here. Welcome to
Good morning.
Bayou
this
Sports.
Is the Bucket.
Hey, this is Bucket. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Boxcar?
Hey, as you know, I talked to you about this a couple of weeks ago. I was in Sam Burns' corner and hoping, but you know, in all honesty, maybe he wasn't one of the hottest players.
He did not. He didn't play well in the last game, man. Hey, he cost himself like $1.5 million by bogeying that last hole.
Wow.
In the tour championship.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day because that payout is just ridiculous. But you know what? He still could end up making it because I really have my doubts about Kepp because I know he wants to play. But, you know, he missed the 2019 President's Cup because of his knee. Now this isn't a knee injury, but it's even worse in my opinion. It's a wrist injury.
Oh no, there's no doubt.
And you know,
and Boxcar, would you agree that maybe one of the reasons that he pulled out of the Tour Championship was okay? This thing's starting to bother me. I want to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. Let me go get treatment and try to get this thing right. That might have been the
maybe he just flat out couldn't play, or just let me go get treatment on this thing so that I can play in the Ryder Cup. But I agree with you. I think, and the question is Burns the next guy up?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. And man, I almost wouldn't mind seeing. I know this would be a crazy idea, but you know, collegiate golfers have to do this. They have to qualify to play in the tournament, you know. So the coach sends them out there, and they play a little, you know, a little 18, 36 hole, whatever it is, you know, Stricker may want to take his bubble guys, bring them to Whistling Straits, say, tee it up, boys, whoever shoots the best, you know.
That'd be fun. That'd be made for TV right there.
Yeah. The bubble ticket, you know. On the bubble. But, yeah, I you know, that's a shame with Koepka. It's funny how the same thing with some NFL players. They're just injury prone, you know, whereas other guys can – you know,
that's right.
Do whatever and just never get hurt, you know. So, but like I said, I think the wrist, boy, that could really be a problem, you know. Now, he has a long time to recover after, not really, because the season, wrap around season starts again, but in his status, he could take a couple of months off after that if he wanted to. So he, you know, he may give it a shot, but I don't know. But
yeah,
we'll
see.
I'm
sure he's, you know, got some cortisone and all kind of different. He's probably getting some stem cell treatments.
Some goods.
Which is, you know, these guys now that they can afford it, they've got these placental-based stem cell treatments out there that they're all getting that can really get that blood moving in. You're just getting all this massive doses of inflammatories in your body. So, yeah, we'll see. But hopefully he's 100%. Because, hey, Koepka 100%, I want him on the team. But I don't want him on the team at 95%. These guys are so good that
– Well, yeah.
I'm going to – let's just change the subject a little bit before we go to a break, Boxcar, and I want you to hear this. So I'm talking to my buddy Barry from Squire Creek yesterday, and we're talking about the whole Burn situation. And we were talking about just how good those guys are. And I was explaining to him that, you know, I've gone through the last few weekends playing as good a golf as I can play. I've been shooting it around par every weekend. And Brody LeBlanc beats me by 7 shots almost every time we play. Okay? I mean, he's throwing out 65s and 66s like nothing.
Right.
And to think that he's nowhere good enough to even sniff a mini tour.
No.
Okay? Well, right. Then Barry jumped in. He said, I'm going to give you a one better on that. Squire Creek has an annual six-man scramble. You get your best six buddies together. They play a six-man scramble. Okay, so Barry's buddies, they're all between 4 and 10 handicaps at Squire Creek. Okay, which, hey, that's some pretty good players because Squire Creek is a tough track. They go out, they play, and they shoot 7 under. Okay, he said, which they felt really great about. There was a group behind them of really good players that shot 6 under. Well, on the same day, Louisiana Tech's players were playing in a qualifying event, okay, and Sam Burns joined them. And Sam Burns, on his own ball that day, shot 6 under. Okay. He shot 30 on that, yeah, on the same 9, okay, that those guys in a six-man scramble, okay, good players. It just shows you how good those guys are.
No, the difference,
And what I forgot to tell you, Boxcar, that's Sam playing it from the black tees, playing it from the 7,200-yard
right, yeah,
tees, whereas they were playing, yeah, it from the 6,700-yard tees.
Yeah. No, it's a huge difference. But you know what makes the sport so great, Coach, is that one shot we hit that, you know, we knocked it 3 inches from the cup, and we would say, man, Tiger couldn't do that.
That's always said. It's what separates golf. It's what separates golf. You'll never run that 40. You'll never run that 40 like that pro. You'll never throw a ball like Brady's going to throw it. You know, there's all those things you can't do. But in golf, you're right. And it's always say you watch a guy just hack it around for 18 holes, and then on 18 just hit this pure approach
just all
shot
comes together
where he's posing, and you're like, that's going to bring him back next week.
I want to ask Boxcar about the Saints secondary with this Roby. What you think about this Roby pickup?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of doing a little research on him, and, you know, obviously my first thought was, wow, another Ohio State player.
That's what we said.
that makes five now, you know. So and one on injured reserve with Nick Barnett. But I think it definitely helps for sure. Even Trufant is probably an upgrade over some of our backups. So I think it helps a little bit. What's disappointing to me, Eric, to be honest with you, is that what Roby's contract is going to – now, the Texans are in it for a little bit, like $1.2 million of it. But his salary is actually going to cost us more than it would have to re-sign Janorius Jenkins.
I read something similar yesterday. Okay, I'm thinking, why did you get rid of Jenkins if you're going to sign this guy?
Yeah.
But
well,
similar
–
right.
Yeah, I just think it's – I think that's one of those hindsight – just giving him a little – hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
I think Tony Jones is what made that happen.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's just the domino effect of, hey – wait, Tony Jones can be on number two?
Absolutely.
Wait, we can get rid – you know, they didn't know that at that time.
It's getting harder and harder for veteran players to hang around the league.
Yeah.
When you can cut them sign a kid.
It's the same thing with that guy at Halliburton that's got 26 years.
Absolutely.
And they're like, wait up.
Yeah.
This guy's making too much money.
Got this young up-and-comer. We pay him half, and he's slanging and banging.
It happens more than you know.
I'm going to tell you, the one thing I really don't understand, though, and they did this a couple of years ago, too. You know, with a 53-man roster and really a 48 on game day, I don't understand the logic of carrying four quarterbacks on your roster. Now, you know, I get it. Taysom Hill, you can argue, is not your quarterback. But, apparently Ian Book is coveted by a couple of teams, and they're afraid if they put him on the practice squad, he'll be signed to an active roster. I get that. But, man, you know, to think, why couldn't Taysom come in if Winston went down? Instead of Trevor
so there's not anywhere. One of those guys. And look, I'm learning because I'm learning about the NFL. So you don't have like that emergency quarterback anymore that's designated on the sideline. It's not part of the 53.
No.
Because that's why Denver has to put a wide receiver.
You can have two quarterbacks. You can have four.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's interesting. Yeah. He makes a good point because if Winston gets hurt, are they going to put Taysom in, or are they going to put in Simeon?
No, I think it's Simeon. I think the plan right now, from what I've read, is Simeon. Simeon is officially the backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because the fact that they put him on a 53 seems to support that.
Yeah, yeah. I get it, though, when you say Book. But so you're saying the second you put a guy on a practice squad, he becomes susceptible to being picked up on waivers.
Yeah, Book's got some
coverage. Okay. On an active roster.
Book's coveted.
That's how we ended up getting Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill was on Green Bay's practice squad. We signed him to our active roster. You know, so, yeah, he would be signed in a heartbeat if he went to the practice squad. So,
I got it.
Okay. First of all, he wouldn't clear waivers. I mean, somebody would, one of the other teams would claim him off of waivers before he even got to. But, yeah, anybody's on your practice squad that can be signed, playing by someone else, but it has to be on an active.
And I'm sure a year down the road they wouldn't think twice about putting Simeon on the practice squad if they lose him. They need Book to mature. They need Book to get better to where he understands the playbook a little better.
Well, and kind of like we're pretty thin at tight end, so I think they need Taysom on the roster more so as a backup tight end right now.
Yeah, well Taysom's going to play 65% of the snaps, 70% of the snaps. I believe that.
Think so? That many? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem with that, though, and look, that could change in a month or two, okay? But what I read, all indications were Taysom really thought he was in a legitimate battle for quarterback. He lost about 30 pounds. So, yet that H-back, fullback, tight end role, he's not going to be that big bruiser that he was.
I've got one word for you. 40. Pancakes. He just needs to start loading up on pancakes.
Victor's. Bring him to Victor's.
We need to introduce him to your London.
IHOP. The IHOP challenge.
I'm telling you.
I still think Taysom can pack a punch.
I bet 10 of those pounds will get put on real quick. But, you can't put on 30.
He's in Dallas now. But, if he was back in New Orleans, just put him on that beignet and pancake diet.
That's it. All right, Bosco. Yeah, we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, I got to switch from Michelob Ultra. Get off that low carb and go to the heavy.
Go to the heavy stuff.
That's right.
Go to the heavy stuff.
Old bud.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
All right. So, what we'll do? We'll go ahead and end with a break. So, we're going to go one more. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Hall of Fame baseball. And then, we're going to do our first week of...
Pick it.
So, me and Jeff, along with Turbo, We're going to pick two games each week. One of us will pick an NFL game, two games. The other will pick a group of five, two games. And the other will pick Power Five, two games. And then we're gonna rotate that, and we're going to keep track as the season goes on. And maybe be like playing for a beverage at Quarter Tavern when it's all said and done.
How about pancakes?
Pancakes. So we're going to talk about that along with a little Baseball Hall of Fame news when we come back right here. Remember, stay tuned after this for Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club. Appreciate all the callers. Thanks to Boxcar for always chiming in. We're going to have Jason Morvant tomorrow to talk more fantasy football. And that's one more thing, too. I'm going to unveil my fantasy football league when we come back. Choo. My team when we come back.
Championship.
Right after these messages.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Ike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to our last segment in Bayou Sports. So, man, it's amazing because I got in a Fuzzy's Fantasy League. My buddy Jason is, if you're a regular listener, we've been talking twice a week, suggested. Very simple. I was looking for idiot proof. It's pretty idiot proof.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you do something for the first time, there's a bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was. I got to say it's very simple. I got a question. I know this is a stupid question.
How do the playoffs work in fantasy football?
Playoffs.
Usually after 14 games, you'll have either a 16 playoff
or okay.
people with the
so
highest points.
So when the real playoffs start, you're done.
Yeah.
Because, of course, if your guy's team didn't make the playoffs. So, yeah, I was wondering about
it. Starts
at
like week 10 or something.
Okay.
Well, our league, it's 14. Okay. And it might be 15 now due to the extra game.
Okay.
So I usually have anywhere from 6 to 8 teams.
So fantasy football is done at the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That answered a major question for me. So I started thinking about the playoffs, and I'm like, wait. Should I be picking people that I know are going to hopefully make the playoffs? And okay. All right. That makes sense. I figured that. All right. So to unveil my fantasy team, I was blessed with the first pick, and I don't know. That could be a blessing or not. But I went ahead and I took McCaffrey, just like everybody's taken.
Yeah. I think it was a toss-up between Travis Henry. Was it Travis Henry?
Yeah.
No, not Travis.
From Tennessee?
Derrick Henry.
Well, you know, Derrick Henry on all these lists was rated as fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Just because he doesn't catch the ball.
That's right. I think McCaffrey's the clear-cut number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went with McCaffrey, and then after that, I went, and these aren't in order. I'm trying to figure out who I picked after that. Because I got two picks every time. The way it snaked.
That would have been 25th pick you had. Or, you know, a 24th pick. A 25th pick.
It may have been Gus Edwards. I did get early on. I got Mahomes and I got Waller.
No, yeah. those are good.
Yeah, good picks.
Yeah. So, Waller was the second tight end to come off the board. Of course, Kelsey going before that.
Sure.
So I got those two guys. Ended up getting Gus Edwards as running back. I've got James Conner as a running back from Arizona. Fournette at Tampa Bay running back. James White, Patriots running back. And Chuba Hubbard. I did the little handcuff move with Chuba Hubbard and Tony Jones. So I've got
– Tony Jones for the Saints?
Yes. So Morvan talked about how
– Your running backs are a little weak.
Late in the year. Well, I'm following my expert buddy's deal.
McCaffrey.
It's called a handcuff. You know, making sure that you have, just in case somebody gets hurt, you got their backup.
Yeah.
You know, or you can handcuff somebody else taking somebody else's backup.
Yeah, there's logic in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got Godwin from Tampa Bay, Juju Smith-Schuster, Pittsburgh. These are receivers, of course. I got T. Higgins with Cincinnati, DJ Chark, Alexandria High, Trojan, grad, Jacksonville, Will Fuller, Miami, and Devontae Parker, Miami. And Russell Gage, another LSU guy, Atlanta. And then my kickers, Jason Sanders from Miami, and I got the Miami Dolphins defense. It was – you could tell the people that really did – that there was two people on my draft that either were just blowing money or didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
This one person picked a defense like in the fourth round and then picked another defense in the sixth round.
No, that doesn't make much sense.
And then picked a kicker like in the eighth round.
Yeah,
you take your kickers and your defense.
That doesn't make much sense.
Yes. Saw that, and I was looking and I was comparing it as I went along, and we'll see. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Just something to follow week to week. I did the only thing I did homer-wise really was when a couple – I like following the Dolphins. So when I got to some of my, just like Jason calls it, throwing darts.
Yeah.
Because one thing Fuzzies does give you, it gives you the top player available according to their system.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you the top player available. And
you got to get some –
the Miami defense was like the third best available when I got to it. I said, you know what? Somebody did on ESPN say the other day that they thought the most underrated defense in the league could be the Dolphins this year. So I remembered that, and I threw them up there. And then the Dolphins kicker, he was like the third best.
I did the same thing, man. I picked the – rarely does it happen, but I picked the Saints defense as my fantasy defense.
I actually wanted the Saints defense, and it was taken two slots before.
They're pretty highly rated.
No, I wanted the Saints defense. And, again, a lot of defenses were already picked. What was crazy in mine – Pittsburgh was rated like the 11th or 12th best defense on fantasy, and the first defense picked was Pittsburgh.
Well, that's interesting.
So I'm thinking that was a
fan.
A Pennsylvanian.
A fan, yeah.
That was a fan.
Oh, yeah, okay, so y'all are doing it with people.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
All over
these
the place.
Are people I don't know.
Right. So I'm in a couple leagues, but one I've been in for, I don't know, 15 years, the Barry Boys League.
Yeah.
It's all New Iberia boys.
Yeah. Now, do y'all do that online? Are y'all able to set that up online?
Yeah, yes. We did it through CBS.
Yes,
we actually had a Zoom call this year.
Okay, so you can get in on somebody's deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's my group.
Yeah, it's a private group.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can run it through a service.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
CBS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got you. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Because I was wondering how you would do that with a local yokel league.
Yeah, and then I'm in another league that's on ESPN with a local group as well.
Got it.
But they don't, you know, now, you know, back in the day, 10 years ago, we'd have to all meet up and we literally pick them and put them on the board.
That's right.
Now it's, you know, I can be in at the Ryder Cup or whatever you in Wisconsin,
yeah,
picking my league and my other guys in New York.
Well, it's funny because now with online betting being, I don't know if that's properly said, sports betting being legal now in, I want to say, 85 to 90% of the parishes in Louisiana.
Pretty prevalent.
It's changed because DraftKings is huge now.
I've never done DraftKings.
Yeah,
the amount of money per pick, like y'all are doing.
Yes,
I'm interested to learn more about it.
Yeah. Now this was a snake draft. Okay. Now one thing I'll have $1,000 available. Now that's not real money to make trades and whatnot as the season goes on. To bid on players that come up, they come free on waivers.
As I told you, fantasy is all about the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Whoever's good working the waiver wire is typically going to succeed.
And honestly, I don't think I'm going to be.
And they'll have
because McCaffrey could get hurt tomorrow.
Yes. But
so it's a matter.
But I got his backup.
But that's what it's all about.
I got Chubb.
But you got to remember too is that during the course of the year, you have guys that are going to have career years that you never even.
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at Jerry Jeudy.
And I got him.
You know, could he be this year's Justin Jefferson?
How about this? Here's a little sleeper pick for you, Marquez Callaway.
Yes,
the number one for the Saints. He flew up the draft
boards
because Thomas is out.
Absolutely, and he looks so good in the preseason.
Yep.
All right.
Tony Jones. Who would have thought?
Oh, no. No doubt.
A month ago, Tony Jones would have even been drafted.
Exactly.
Now he's on your fantasy team.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's face it, Kamara, he gets nicked up.
No,
He's been known to get nicked up. Okay.
You say Kamara, I say Kamara.
Yeah.
No, tomato, tomato. Who cares?
All right. Before we get to our picks of the week, I just thought it was interesting. So Derek Jeter, if you've been keeping up, has been, you know, he did his Hall of Fame speech. Was that last night?
Yesterday in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay, yesterday in the afternoon.
Unusual Wednesday, COVID thing. And,
yeah.
I sat and watched all four speeches, just about all of them. I had to cut in and out a couple of times, but all very compelling stuff.
Yes. And so me not being a, you know, like I said, the two guys, you know, right here, Jeff and Turbo, they've forgotten more baseball, professional baseball than I'll ever dream of knowing. And I'm slowly getting back and getting back into the fandom of that. And so I see that, you know, Derek Jeter took a little pot shot at the one guy, the 397 members of the Baseball Writers of America Association. 396 voted for him.
Yeah.
And he had the opportunity of being the second person ever to join Mariano Rivera, who got 425 out of 425.
Wow. Yeah, I really thought when Rivera got the unanimous vote, because there had been sort of an idea that no one really deserves to be a first-time, so there are always going to be those. We talked off mic about, guys like Hank Aaron was not a unanimous. Babe Ruth was not a unanimous.
Okay, and that's where I was going. It blows me away.
Yeah.
So I went back, and Jeff, like I said, he wisened me up. Is that a word, wisen?
I don't know.
For today's purposes, it is.
It'll work.
I feel better informed because I started looking, and I'm like, wait up, I can't believe. Don't get me wrong. Mariano Rivera is a great player. But I start thinking of just the guys, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. I just start thinking of these guys. Ty Cobb, Cy Young, okay? And Babe Ruth, 11 people didn't vote for Babe Ruth.
Yeah, it's insane.
20 people didn't vote for Ted Williams. 42 people didn't vote for Rod Carew.
I got to think some of this is personal, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes sports writers 40, have a little.
43 people didn't vote for the Mick. Okay, 8 people didn't vote for Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, just amazing.
That's just 8 Ripken haters.
You know, so.
But I bet they would have voted the next year.
Yeah.
It's a good possibility.
Yeah,
that's right.
They just didn't want to do it first ballot.
But yeah, so I wondered that what the sense. Bias was, what's changed, because something had to change. Because I'm sorry, Derek Jeter is a great player. 5 titles in a 20-year career, batting titles, all the different things. But he ain't Ted Williams.
No.
And okay? never won an MVP award.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mariano Rivera, yeah. Okay, great player. I mean, but he ain't. You know, he ain't Cy Young.
I was surprised a relief pitcher was the one who got
that's
the
yeah,
but, first
But don't you think,
vote.
Wasn't Mariano Rivera one of the most beloved players in the league?
I would say so.
He was the reliever for the Yankees?
Yeah, he's the guy that...
Oh, yeah. a teammate of Jeter's.
He was the guy in his
years.
Last performance, if you watched it, you almost teared up watching it. You didn't have to be a Yankees fan. It was the love for this guy. I mean, I remember that. And again, not a big baseball fan. And I just remember that, and it being such an emotional deal. I mean,
that obviously had to have played into that.
Yeah. But so evidently now there's less bias, we could say. And, of course, there's less – you just don't get in on the first ballot.
Very few. And I don't see that changing for a little while because we're still dealing with the steroid era.
Yeah.
And a lot of these players, there's always going to be some doubt, I think. And so I think it's going to be a while before someone is consistently unanimous.
My question to a couple of baseball aficionados, does Mark McGwire and
Barry Bonds,
are they ever going to get in?
I think eventually, but it's maybe not when they're alive.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a while. I agree.
What was the other cat for the Oakland A's?
Mark McGwire. You're talking about with the Cardinals and the A's.
No, the first baseman.
Jose. Oh.
Canseco?
No.
McGuire was with
Rafael Palmeiro's another one.
Yeah.
I didn't take.
Well, what's the Dominican?
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. I mean, you know, all those guys.
Sure was fun to watch. But
Roger Clemens is another one.
Yeah, it's sad as 98. Those two guys helped bring baseball back. Yeah.
One of the only times I ever in my life I flat out called a guy a racist to his face. Was when he told me that Barry Bonds was on steroids and Mark McGwire wasn't.
Whoa. Mark McGwire had a bottle in his locker.
Mark McGwire.
He had a bottle in his locker.
Well, that was Andrew Stenodyne. That was something.
Their legs turned into tree trunks.
That was actually something that a bunch of football players that played along I-10 somewhere between Rain and
Lake Charles
were known to be using, but... you know, technically that wasn't steroids, but still, he was.
Barry Bonds was the first batting coach for the Miami Marlins the year Ichiro got his 3,000th hit. Happened to be in Chicago. The Brewers were at home. We're going to go to the Cub game. Went to the Brewer game because it was raining. So they got a dome stadium or a retractable roof stadium. We get tickets behind the Marlins dugout and Barry Bonds. And I'm like, Barry, your head's shrinking. What happened? Your head's shrinking. And this is not a packed house. And I was it was too funny. But yeah, there's no doubt.
Did he respond? Did he look at you?
His last year with the Pirates, if you look at his picture and then you go to 5 or 6 years later to John.
And what's the size of him? He was a Hall of Famer before.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I mean, he was an MVP a couple of times in the
human
early 90s.
Growth hormone.
Yeah, cuz it doesn't help you hit the ball.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you focus better on the ball.
No, but when you do hit it.
Oh yeah.
It just makes me think that he did it because he wanted to keep up with everybody else.
No, I agree. I think they all were.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
When the guy in the locker next to you went from 180 to 220 in 3 months.
And this is a means for making a lot of money, for providing for your family. Hey. And again, I'm not saying it's right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, but it was the era.
The commissioner's office turned his head on all of this, too.
The fans loved it.
The money was rolling in.
People were tuning in to baseball.
Think about the home run races between Sosa and McGwire. I mean, all that stuff.
I remember chasing Maris.
It was dinger after dinger.
But what was unfortunate, by the time Barry Bonds is approaching Hank Aaron's number, everyone knew what was up, and they completely disrespected it.
Yeah.
You know, they tolerated it.
That's right.
There was not much they could do about it.
Don't break the record.
Yeah.
You ever get a chance to see the movie 61?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Really? I can remember.
Well, everybody hated Maris for it. Well, first of all, it was over. They wanted Mantle to get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was, you know, it's more games than the Babe and all that stuff. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, I remember all those
incidents. And I just
too.
Go back to think that we had somebody sitting in this room that right. pitched to Roger Maris.
Gave up number 58.
Yeah. I got the frissons right now.
Sorry, Terry.
that's good stuff.
You know, anyway.
All right, to finish up. So the way we're going to do this is each week one of the three of us are going to pick two NFL games against the points, okay? You know, considering right. the points. It's just not one over the other. It's with the spread. One will pick two NFL games. Another one of us will pick a Power 5, two Power 5 games. Another one of us will pick two Group of 5 games. So I'll go ahead and start. I got the NFL this week. And I am taking, and we're going to keep track of this. We'll have a little, you know, friendly wager.
Is anybody keeping track?
Oh, I'm going to keep track. No,
well, it's being kept track because we're recording this.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep track in my notes. I've got my notes each week. So I'm taking the Patriots over the Dolphins. No. I'm taking the Dolphins over the Patriots. I have the Patriots circles because they're the home team. I'm taking Miami taking 3 points.
Okay.
I'm taking Miami taking 3 points, okay, over the Patriots. I can't root against my Dolphins.
So you tell us Miami's the betting favorite?
Who's your favorite team.
Exactly. Yeah. I know that. And I'm taking Carolina giving 5 to the Jets.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got Carolina over the Jets giving 5. I've got Miami over the Pats taking 3.
Okay.
Okay, so that's mine.
What
you got?
Okay. I normally like an underdog because a team wants to win. They don't necessarily need to beat the spread. They just play to win the game. But I got a couple of favorites today. Going to the Big Ten, Iowa State, big win. They're playing Iowa at home. When I first looked at this game and liked it, they were a 4-point favorite, but now 4.5 point based on what we're looking at here. But I really like Iowa State at home continuing on what they did last year. They've got, again, Iowa at home. It's not a conference rivalry, but obviously a big in-state rivalry. Really like Iowa State at home, given 4.5 points.
Got it.
And the other one I like, I'm staying in the Big Ten, Michigan, taking on Pac-12 team, Washington, at home in the Big House, a night game at home. They don't play a lot of night games at Michigan. And I really like the 6, and now it's 6.5. I had it at 6 when I first picked the game, but a 6.5-point favorite. Played good against a decent Western Michigan team. That's a Group of 5 conference team, mid-major, but a pretty solid one in Western Michigan. But they dominated that game. I really like them at home against Washington, so take Michigan, give up the 6.5.
Got it. So we've got Iowa State giving 4.5, and we've got Michigan giving 6.5. All right, Turbo, what you got?
I got the first game I have is Boise State taking on UTEP. That's University of Texas El Paso. Texas El Paso beat a New Mexico team last week, 30-3 or 6. But Boise State, you know, had a big lead on UCF. UCF came back and beat them. They're going back home and they're playing. And I'm giving UTEP 26 points, but Boise State's going to just win the game outright. So I got Boise State back on the blue carpet up there in Idaho. My second game is Army is taking on Western Kentucky. Both teams won last week. Army prevailed pretty good. They beat up on – I'm trying to remember who they beat up on, but somebody pretty big. Georgia State, I think they beat. And meanwhile, Western – slid by somebody, and I can't recall who it was. But I like Army and giving the 7 points to Western Kentucky. I like Army to win the game by more than 7.
All right, and just remember, as the year goes on, if
you're taking the Boise State and they giving up 26.
Oh, yeah.
I get afraid of big spreads.
Well, the thing that's scary about a big spread is somebody can end up not scoring on purpose.
Garbage touchdown.
Or giving. And I get it. That's why I don't get people.
Taking knees.
I don't get people that bet the NBA. That's what, you know, I just don't get that. When you're sitting there and you've got thousands of dollars and somebody just let somebody score a layup at the end to beat the spread.
That's right.
I mean, you want to.
Yeah.
No, I just think Boise State's pretty hacked off, and they're coming back home.
No, I got it. And look, they set those spreads for a reason.
UTEP's been terrible forever in football, man.
Yes. No, I get it. I'm a big believer that with these spreads, that if you just took some darts – and you just throw it at the board, you got pretty much just as much a shot as anybody else. That's because true. These Vegas odds makers know what they're doing. So we're going to see. Because if any of us can go over, if we can hit that magic 55% number,
I like to
that
see,
makes us a pretty good prognosticator.
I'd like to see one of us hit 60 plus.
Oh, I tell you.
Nah, that's difficult.
Hey, we're getting to pick our game, man. I
Who's
mean, it's
starting
not
the spreadsheet
like,
here?
I got it.
And
I
you,
got
ever,
it. Got
and
it
you ever wonder why they have an injury report in the NFL?
Yeah,
this
no
is
doubt.
Why.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that so I appreciate you guys coming on, Eric, as always.
Yeah, yeah. Good
appreciate
deal, man.
It.
And thank y'all.
Please stay tuned for Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club. We got a beautiful day ahead of us today and tomorrow. A little cool front coming through. So
cool front.
On behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, 944-4547. Give them a call. We'll be back tomorrow to talk some high school sports and all kind of other things going on right here in the Bayou area. See ya.